Oh, where is this radio program for seniors? I can't find it. Errol, what's this radio thing called that we're looking for seniors?
Oh, I don't know, Arthur. Isn't it wireless something or something wireless? You should have written it down when I told you to.
Hang on. I think this might be it.
You're listening to Radio Coda.
Found it.
Hello and welcome back to Radio Coda, a weekly podcast radio show for older Queenslanders, proudly brought to you by the Council on the Ageing Queensland. I'm your host Andy Neal, and as always, it's great to have your company. So grab a cuppa, put your feet up, and let's see what we've got in store for you on the show this week.
Founded in 1957, Council on the Ageing, CODA Queensland, is a not-for-profit organisation advancing the rights, needs and futures of people as we age, working in partnership with the Queensland Government, local councils, community organisations and the community to create an age-friendly Queensland. To join or to find out more, visit cotaqld.org.au or phone 1300 738 348.
Radio Coda.
You know, Arthur, this weather's been so hot, I reckon our electricity bill's going to go through the roof, and we haven't even been using our air conditioner this summer. Every time the power bill comes in, I feel like it's been written in another language. It's just so hard to understand. Prices are forever changing, and those tariff thingies are so confusing.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. My old mate Bert was saying there were changes made in the electricity market last year, which means electricity retailers can charge us whatever they want. Bert said it also means now that we can shop around for a better deal.
Be that as it may, Arthur, it's all too confusing, and I just don't have the time to be chasing around trying to sort it all out.
Well, you won't have to worry about that, Beryl. Have you heard about the Switched On Seniors?
No, I haven't. Switched On Seniors sounds like some kind of head-banging rock band.
Ah, you're a funny old bird you are, Beryl. No, it's a free information session that's being offered to seniors groups, and it helps explain all the electricity changes.
Well, that certainly sounds like a good idea, Arthur. Do you think they'd do one of those information sessions where our seniors group usually meets?
Well, that's the great part. You know that Radio Coda podcast thingy we listen to each week? Well, apparently the Coda Queensland people have what they call peer educators, and they travel all over southeast Queensland visiting seniors groups just like ours.
Well, that certainly makes it a lot easier. Let's sign up for that then.
I totally agree with you, my darling. So can you get on to organising that, please? I'm just a wee bit busy at the moment.
Busy? You're sprawled out in that old armchair of yours watching the cricket. Don't put your feet on the coffee table. You must have been born in a shed.
Opportunities are limited, so book early to secure a session for your seniors group or organisation. Visit www.cotaqld.org.au to obtain a booking form or email bookings at cotaqld.org. QLD.org.au. It's always a pleasure to catch up with Lisa Hodgkinson from Coda Queensland. Here she is today to have a chat with us. Lisa, hi.
Ah, so lovely to be back.
We thought we'd just take a few minutes this morning to have a little chat because I know we're not quite up to Seniors Week yet. We've never really talked, Lisa, about the history, how we ended up at this point in time where we have a regular Seniors Week. Where did it all come from?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in the 1960s, Coda actually initiated the first Seniors Week with the Queensland Government.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, we were known as the Old People's Welfare Council.
Right.
And back then, the week was lovingly called Old People's Week. Now,
lovely.
Certainly since the 60s, the language has changed, but the aims and the values are the same. And it's really about celebrating all the wonderful contributions that older people make within our communities.
Mm. of which there are many.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the 80s and 90s, we did maintain a coordination role. And then following a period of state government coordination, we returned to coordinating the week back in 2013. So since then, we've grown it from 40 events in 2012 to 862 events in 2016.
Wow.
And it's certainly growing from strength to strength, and it is absolutely a major annual event now.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal growth, Lisa.
Mm. And it's all thanks to all the wonderful volunteers, organizers, community members really getting behind and supporting what it's all about.
Mm. So yeah. On that, Lisa, what is Seniors Week all about?
So there's three main aims, Ange. One is to improve community attitudes towards older people and aging, to facilitate community participation, including those from Indigenous backgrounds and culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, and also to enhance community connections and intergenerational relationships. So
very
people
important.
That come from multi-generations together.
Yeah. And I guess in this day and age where it's all about what's in it for me, what is in it for Queensland seniors?
There are such a range and a diverse grouping of events. So there's anything from exploring information days, services available to folk. It's a great time to break down social isolation barriers, to not only strengthen current friendships, but establish new friendships or groups in the area that you can participate in.
Mm.
Some events are just a lot of tongue-in-cheek. So for some, it's just a matter of getting out and having a little bit of fun. And we certainly see those through talent quests, river cruises, balls and dances and the like.
Flash mobs.
As you're aware, older Queenslanders are a diverse group. And so the events are not necessarily a one-size-fits-all.
Mm.
And we do see such a diverse range that happens during that 9 days.
Yeah.
Nobody can predict the future, so planning ahead can bring peace of mind to you, your family, and your friends. Planning ahead can ensure your financial, medical, and personal wishes are respected and followed. CODA Queensland have developed information sessions about choosing an enduring power of attorney, planning ahead, and how to identify key people in your life who know and respect you, and, should they be required, will act on your wishes. These sessions are free, interactive, and available from February 2017 until May 2018 in various locations throughout Queensland. If you're part of a community or seniors group and think this session would benefit your members, contact bookings at cotaqld.org.au or phone 1300 738 348 for more information or to make a booking for your community or seniors group. This project is funded by the Queensland Government, Department of Communities, Child Safety and Disability Services, with the support of the Public Trustee.
What are we listening to?
Radio CODA.
Well, last year we attended a flash mob run by the Jubilee
yes.
Warriors in the Queen Street Mall.
That was fun.
That was heaps
with
of
Peggy.
Fun with the lovely Peggy.
Mm.
I'm anticipating that they might step up a little bit more this year, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what they have up their sleeve for Seniors Week this year.
I was going to say, for our listeners that don't know, Peggy had actually turned 100 the week before Seniors Week. And I'm telling you, she got up there and she grooved and she moved with, you know, the younger sort of 70-year-olds in that flash mob group. And she was absolutely just amazing.
Yeah.
Lisa, Peggy grooved and moved with a particular program coordinator from CODA Queensland, who I have to admit got up and did a little bit of a twist. So we have video evidence of that, and we may use it against you. Lisa, some of the positives that come out of Seniors Week, as you've said, are breaking down the barriers of social isolation. It's just a really feel-good event, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's just people coming together, enjoying it, and learning the stories of other seniors. And it's great to get the young kids together with the older people to learn the history of some of these people.
Absolutely. So the theme this year, funny you mentioned that, is celebrating a Queensland for all ages. And it really is a time of year that people from all ages, all backgrounds can get together and connect. Story sharing happens on either side, from younger folks sharing with older Queenslanders and vice versa. It's a really good time to share cultural experiences. It's a time to establish friendships, knowledge bases and the like. So I think you're absolutely right, Ange. It is a time of celebration, and there's a more serious side of Seniors Week that aims to address particular issues that happen throughout the state. But certainly we're encouraging all people of all ages and backgrounds to get together and celebrate with us.
Mm. And I love that the emphasis is on fun too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's nice to have an event where you can just go out and be celebrated and celebrate with individuals. It's really a massive statewide party.
Yeah, yeah.
And the activities are so diverse as well. There are so many different events that happen throughout the state. And as you said, last year there were over 800 individual events that occurred throughout Queensland. So really nobody should be missing out, because that's a lot of events.
Indeed. And we're seeing from the very tepid far north Queensland, rural remote areas, the eastern seaboard, some of the regional councils are just amazing, hosting between 80 and 100 events in their areas. All along the Granite Belt, it's really just about everybody getting together to participate. And that's where we're seeing year after year is where it's going from strength to strength, is from councils to community groups, but also corporate businesses are getting involved as well, and really celebrating and highlighting all of those wonderful contributions.
Radio Coda has been created for you, our listeners. Email us at radiocota@cotaqld.org.au to give us your feedback, offer topic suggestions, share your stories, and let us know what interests you. Radio Coda is funded by the Department of Communities, Child Safety and Disability Services in Queensland. Send us a line, we would love to hear from you.
You're listening to Radio Coda.
Is Coda planning on doing anything during Seniors Week this year?
We host an annual forum where we address some of the more serious issues. Mm-hmm. So we will be hosting our annual forum and launching Seniors Week officially with Minister O'Rourke on the Monday, the 21st of August. And we'll have more details around that as we get closer to the date, and people will be able to find more information, not only through the COTA Queensland website, but through the qldseniorsweek.org.au website as well.
Now, Lisa, we know the subsidies have closed for people or organisations who are applying for grants to run their Seniors Week events. We're looking at probably the middle of May, I think it is, that the successful applicants will be released. In the meantime, what can people do to get involved, and what information can they gather and where?
As you mentioned, Ange, Seniors Week subsidies have closed and the applicants will be notified in early May of their success. In the interim, however, on the Queensland Seniors Week website, there's a tab called Media Kit. And in that, there is a whole arrangement of images that people can download, posters they can edit and download and support their events with, or use through a myriad of online channels such as websites, social media, and the like. As we get closer to the date, that will be fleshed out with some more key messages just to help those event organizers, you know, to further support their events. We have an online event calendar where event organizers can go and register their events through the Queensland Seniors Week website. And so that's qldseniorsweek.org.au. And that's where people can access all of the online event calendar, the media kit to help them support their events, find out a little bit more about Queensland Seniors Week, and they can get in contact with myself as well through that webpage.
Brilliant. So for all the Beryl and Arthurs out there, there is a way that you'll know what's on, and specifically in the area where you are. Even though a lot of this is very formal and it's been subsidised and painstakingly put together, there's nothing stopping seniors around the state doing their own little thing as well, is there? And just having little backyard barbecues or parties and...
Absolutely, absolutely. And we wholeheartedly encourage people to get together and have that connection. You know, if it's over a cup of coffee and a piece of cake, or if they want to get together, if it's just singing groups getting together and having a good old chat.
I love it when singing groups get together for a chat.
Yeah.
They're the singing groups that Lisa and I are involved in. Yeah.
They would prefer that we chatted rather than sang.
That's right.
But it's really about people just coming together and sharing a connection and having a bit of celebration. So that could come about from, you know, having a chat to, as you mentioned, a backyard barbecue, or even getting together with a group of your mates and just having a really lovely dinner together. You know, it doesn't have to be something formal. It doesn't have to be bigger than Ben-Hur. It could be a movie date with your mates. It's just really about coming together and having a bit of a celebration.
Yes. Celebrating the awesomeness of people over 50. That's pretty exciting stuff. Doesn't quite include Lisa and I yet, but we're getting there. And we're going anyway, because there is no age discrimination.
Absolutely not.
All about celebrating a Queensland of all ages.
Yes. Yes. What can we expect in the upcoming months leading up towards Seniors Week?
Certainly, as we get closer to August, you will see a number of events in the online events calendar. We'll be doing some targeted communications, looking for people's feedback and stories to support the theme of a Queensland for all ages through our Facebook page as well. And that's at Queensland Seniors Week on Facebook.
Okay. So what's the website?
It's qldseniorsweek.org.au.
Right. That's where the calendar of events and all of that will be.
That's correct, yeah, and the media kit as well.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a little while yet, but this is just a teaser for what's to come and just gives us a taste of what we can look forward to as we lead up towards Seniors Week for this year. And if it's anything to go by what we've seen in previous years, knowing that it just keeps getting bigger and better every time, we've got a lot to be excited about. So, Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time. We will look forward to further updates, and particularly once we know some of the events that are starting to happen, we can bring them to everyone's attention. Hopefully we'll chat with you again very soon.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Good on you.
See you, Lisa.
Bye.
Here on Radio Kota, it's time for the news.
Ange, it's news time. Been a busy week, hasn't it, with Anzac Day and all? How was Anzac Day for you?
Quiet. Mm-hmm. I did watch the Essendon-Collingwood Anzac Day match.
Right.
That was pretty cool. Mm. They had beautiful jerseys. Mm. I love their jerseys, so if anyone from Essendon's listening, send me a jersey, I'd love it. It had a string of poppies on it. It was just really beautifully done, very tasteful.
I might ask the same question of the St George Illawarra Dragons. If you've got a spare Anzac Day jersey, I'd love that too, with the red V all done with red poppies.
Are they footballers?
They're real footballers, yes. They play rugby league, Ange, not aerial ping pong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We went up to the dawn service at Greenslopes Private Hospital, which was just absolutely delightful.
Yeah, lots of people.
Lots of people, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a beautiful atmosphere and very respectful and very moving.
Nice.
And a delightful breakfast afterwards as well. I got to sit with the diggers and
dine. Yeah, that's always great.
It was.
Yeah. And Quentin Bryce was there, of course.
She was looking resplendent.
Beautiful speaker.
Mm.
Lovely lady.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Indeed. And we're looking at seniors choosing a place to live, you know, what they can afford and where is most suitable.
Yeah, so older people experience their social world in a way that is often uniquely shaped by their memories, historical life events, and social connections. It's also deeply influenced by where they choose to live as they grow older. They are overrepresented in rural areas, with approximately 36% of older people living in rural Australia. Often the younger folk leave town, resulting in a larger portion of older people remaining in these rural communities, resulting in fewer family support networks. Where people live affects their well-being at any age. However, location has particular importance for older people, as mobility often becomes an issue and health problems may become more prevalent.
So location, location, location.
Absolutely. Australian cities have a larger number of older people who experience low well-being compared to regional Australia, yet the highest proportion of older people experiencing low well-being live on the outskirts of capital cities. Generally, older people in regional areas experience reasonable levels of well-being. It must be the fresh air and the sunshine and...
Could be.
More than two-thirds of Australians over the age of 75 are in relatively good health and living in their homes, in communities, partly due to accessing community care to assist them in remaining in their own home, along with the care provided by family, friends and neighbours. There are, however, others who are not financially secure, have serious health issues and are not in secure housing, thereby experiencing levels of isolation and loneliness that have a disastrous effect on their well-being.
Yep.
Social isolation and loneliness is prevalent among older people, with around 20% of older Australians affected, constituting a major health risk factor. Well-being, quality of life, and improved physical and mental health are negatively impacted by social isolation and loneliness. Greater well-being can be found by understanding what helps older people reduce loneliness and isolation. An individual's surroundings and the ability to participate socially in local communities and with long-distance contacts are immensely important for the experience of well-being for older people.
Yep.
Low well-being has a lot to do with housing stress being a significant contributor to low well-being. Older people still paying rent after retirement are some of the most vulnerable in our society, as a great deal of their income is going towards housing costs, reducing their ability to pay for other essential services like health or transport. Some older renters are being forced to move into areas with less services and poorer access to services. It is older people experiencing low well-being who are going to suffer the most from lack of services in the future, as they will not have the health, transport or money to access services.
I suppose too, being in that rental situation, the concern over how long they can stay there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, with the rent prices increasing and the housing demands increasing, it would be so difficult to be living on a pension and paying some of the high rents that are expected today.
Oh, yeah. And at that stage of your life, you don't want to be up and packing up and moving all the time.
Oh, God, no.
You need to settle somewhere into home.
Yeah, and enjoy life.
Mm.
According to the latest figures, an estimated 420,000 older Australians will be living in low-income rental accommodation over the next decade, and that's if there's enough housing to meet the demand. Older people without their own home are struggling with a significant spike in the number of people seeking homelessness services, many being older, single women experiencing homelessness for the first time. This lack of affordable housing highlights an impending crisis of homelessness for vulnerable groups. We can modify housing, improve transport services, and make our cities and communities more livable, accessible, and safer for older people, people with disability, and for children and families. When cost becomes a measure of a person's worth, the dignity of older people will be placed at risk.
It's an important point.
It is.
You've got a little bit of, I guess, positive talk in regard to how Australians are ageing better.
Yes, according to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, not only are Australians ageing better, but our population is much older today than it has been in the past, and the number and proportion of older people is growing steadily. Did you know that back in 1964, the average age of an Aussie was 28 and a half years, with only 8% of the population, which was approximately 48,000 people, being over 65 or over, and only 0.4% of the population were aged over 85?
Goodness, when was that,
1964.
Wow.
Crazy.
Mm.
Today, the average age has increased to around 38 years, and the number of people aged 65 and over has more than tripled to around 3.7 million people.
Wow.
And to top this off, our octogenarians have increased from 0.4% to over 2% of the population.
Mm.
In 2012, the combined life expectancy at birth for both males and females in Australia was a little over 82 years, being one of the highest life expectancies in the world. Not bad, hey?
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
So much for 70.
That's 70.
That's 40+.
Okay. This increase in life expectancy can be contributed to healthier living, better education in relation to maintaining good health and well-being, and better medical technology, including medical science.
Mm.
However, one of the key issues we need to look at as we celebrate an increase in life expectancy is how we ensure that we are extending years of healthy living. There remains a need to ensure that all our preventative health strategies are inclusive and, where necessary, provide more targeted messages for older people.
Mm.
The World Health Organization describes active aging as optimizing opportunities for health, participation, and security in order to enhance quality of life as people age. In this sense, active means participation in social, economic, cultural, spiritual, and civic affairs, as well as physical activity and employment.
Well, it's important, isn't it? Getting older, you don't want to have all those extra years that are full of poor health and unhappiness.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, you've retired. You should be living it up.
That's exactly right.
That's my plan anyway.
Mm, mm.
Now, healthy aging describes the ongoing activities and behaviours that can be adopted to reduce the risk of illness and disease and increase physical, emotional and mental health.
Tell us what they are.
While it's important to acknowledge that as a society we have made significant improvements and achievements in promoting healthy ageing, challenges remain, including age discrimination and social isolation, access to suitable and appropriate supports and services, when and where required, and a lack of understanding of diversity and cultural needs, to name a few.
Hmm.
Work will continue to ensure that all possibilities and opportunities are reviewed and made available to assist all of us to live long, healthy and valuable lives. More information on healthy and active ageing can be found at cotaqld.org.au.
Fantastic. Thank you. It's interesting you're talking about social isolation there, and just going back to what we were talking about before about where people are choosing to live and so on. It's really interesting that there's less social isolation out in the regional areas.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think it'd be the other way around, isn't
yeah.
it? But I suppose out in the regional areas, there's that community spirit and people look out for each other.
That's
and
right.
call on each other and so on, whereas we all tend to get a bit lost in the cities.
And we do. And, I mean, forgotten. A lot of that was shown, the community spirit was shown, you know, with Cyclone Debbie.
Mm.
You know, it's amazing how those communities have pulled together and looked after each other and their neighbours.
Yep.
Got to love their work.
Indeed. coming into my favourite time of the year, Ange, where the weather starts to cool down a bit and you just get those lovely balmy days and those fresh, cool nights.
Beautiful.
So with all that, perfect weather, lovely time of the year, what's on? What have we got happening that we can all get out and about to enjoy?
Oh, Andy, you would be so surprised about what I'm about to tell you.
Nothing would surprise me from you, Ange.
No, that's correct. Now, COTA Queensland is partnering with the Mother's Day Classic in Brisbane, being held on Sunday the 14th of May. We invite you to join into events held throughout the state to help raise funds for the National Breast Cancer Foundation, the only national body that funds life-changing breast cancer research with money raised entirely by the Australian public. Breast cancer is the most common life-threatening cancer facing Australian women, with 8 women dying from the disease each day. In recognition of the prevalence of breast cancer in women of all ages, free screening is now available for women aged 50 to 74 through Breast Screen Queensland. By funding world-class research, the National Breast Cancer Foundation is working towards a goal of zero deaths from breast cancer by 2030. The Mother's Day Classic is an annual fun run and walk, raising funds and awareness for breast cancer research. The aim is to deliver a fun, healthy and inspirational event that brings the community together on Mother's Day to support and remember those touched by breast cancer. The Mother's Day Classic is held in all capital cities and over 80 regional and metropolitan locations across Australia. More than 100,000 family and friends come together on Mother's Day to participate, celebrate, raise funds and pay tribute to those affected by breast cancer. Visit www.mothersdayclassic.com.au for more information or to register an event. People really need to listen to this because it's essential that we have everybody protected and safe.
Okay.
Did you know that most personal alarms are remotely connected to your phone line so you can call for help if triggered? The problem is that telephone and internet connected over the NBN network will not work during a power outage. NBN has recommended that people have a charged mobile phone available as an alternative. NBN is engaging with all providers of monitored medical alert systems to assist them to transition customers to NBN using mobile devices. Consumers with monitored systems should make direct contact with their medical alert monitoring provider to follow up on this. If you have an unmonitored alarm, this makes the situation a little more difficult as the NBN do not plan to assist people with unmonitored alarms make the transition.
It's a bit of an oversight, isn't it?
It is. NBN have released a brochure on medical alarms with important advice to follow. Please phone 1800 227 300 or visit www.nbn.com.au to find out more information and make sure that your alarm works when you need it.
It's very important we get that sorted.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is another did you know, Andy.
Okay.
Did you know that everyone aged 75 and over who holds a Queensland driver's license must carry a current medical certificate for motor driver form at all times when driving and comply with any stated conditions, or you can be fined if you don't?
Oh.
Your health professional surgery can provide you with the form by downloading it and printing it for you. You can access one online at www.support.transport.qld.gov.au, where you can look up form QF3712 or visit a Department of Transport centre or a police station in rural or remote areas in Queensland.
So this is just to state that you're physically okay to drive, I guess.
Yeah, essentially. Mm. But to be copping a fine if you don't carry this form, it's pretty important that we know this.
Yeah. So that's a bit of a wrap, I think, Ange.
Another week. Done and dusted.
Just like that.
Yeah.
As always, it's been a whole bunch of fun and very educational.
Look forward to next week, Andy.
I do too. Be great to see what you come up with.
Cheers.
Have a good week.
You too.
Bye.
Radio COTA is produced by Riversong Productions for the Council on the Aging Queensland.
You're listening to Radio COTA.